Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and all this week, we'll be discussing the topic, You and Your Emotions. In recent years, we've become more conscious of our emotions and of their importance in our lives. We no longer pass over our moods lightly. Depression, fear, anxiety, guilt, worry, insecurity, resentment, jealousy, grief, the list goes on and on, with terms that are very familiar. With the increased amount of publicity in magazines and newspapers, it's virtually impossible to remain unfamiliar with these emotions. Many studies have focused on the role that our emotions play in our lives. The conclusions all agree that a person's emotional health directly affects every other area of his life. It's well known, for instance, that a person's general health depends upon his emotional well-being. One study of stress-free cultures showed that heart disease was almost non-existent in them. Even when the diet of the people included lots of fatty food, commonly thought to be a cause of heart disease, heart problems were minimal in these cultures. Many doctors report that emotional problems are responsible for at least three-fourths of all disease. These are called psychosomatic diseases, diseases in which the physical disorder can be traced to the emotional state of the person. Emotional problems frequently cause serious mental health difficulties, nervous breakdowns, schizophrenia, depression, psychoneurosis, even suicide can result from emotional disturbances that have been mishandled. The struggle to obtain a lasting inward peace is one that plagues a large part of America's population. Once again, we see the importance of our emotions. These problems that I've mentioned aren't limited just to the unsaved world, no. Many Christians suffer from these emotionally related problems. Because of habitual responses that they picked up during their childhood years, they're forced to endure physical and mental problems as adults. The Lord came to give them peace, but instead they're carrying burdens that plague them night and day. That's why it's important that you control your emotions. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a spiritual responsibility to take care of yourself, to treat your body wisely so that you can enjoy good health. Since your emotions influence your health, you need to control your thinking patterns. You need to respond properly to the various situations that you encounter each day. In this way, you can avoid unnecessary physical or mental problems. This is a challenge that you need to begin today. The longer that you live with a habit, the harder it is to break that habit. Studies of young people show that they build habits that remain with them all their lives. Studies that have followed people for up to 40 years show that the emotional habits of youth remain the emotional habits of adulthood. If you're depressed as a child, you'll probably be depressed as an adult. But if you're a happy, satisfied, and content young person, you'll probably be a happy, satisfied, and content adult. Today's habits are tomorrow's habits, too. That's why you need to start controlling your emotional habits now. Yes, an adult habit is harder to break, but even an adult can break a sinful habit. Because you have the power of God's Holy Spirit to strengthen you, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, as you yield to Him. The Lord doesn't want you to be bound under the control of some sinful habit. He wants you to enjoy the peace that He came to give. And so, you need to identify those emotional problem areas that plague you and commit them to the Lord for His help in overcoming them. By God's grace, you can experience victory over the emotional problems that have bound you in the past.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.